This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Nathan Heffel. The proposed merger between Spirit Airlines and Frontier just can't get off the runway. Spirit announced late Thursday it would again postpone a vote on the deal until July 15th. That's the third time Spirit has put off a vote on the Frontier deal. JetBlue's offer to buy the company is worth more, but that deal has raised antitrust concerns. An organization in the San Luis Valley is receiving $200,000 to help address food waste. KRCC's Will Taylor has more.
The money from the Environmental Protection Agency will go to the San Luis Valley Local Foods Coalition and its hub in Mosca. The organization will launch a renewable energy park and install a new system aimed at turning organic waste into processing and cooking fuel. Headquartered in Alamosa, the coalition also runs family farming programs and helps connect local farmers to wholesale buyers. Will Taylor, KRCC News.
Colorado Attorney General Phil Weiser worries federal courts could overturn some of Colorado's gun safety laws following a U.S. Supreme Court ruling striking down a New York state law.
In Colorado, we have continued to pass gun safety measures, most recently a red flag law. There are people who want to attack our gun safety protections, like our red flag law, and they will seek to use the latest Second Amendment decision as a source of their legal attacks. I'm going to defend gun safety protections like our red flag law, like our background check law.
The Democrat said he worries about what he called the U.S. Supreme Court's activist streak. Already gun rights advocates are suing the town of Superior for its gun ordinance. This is CPR News and KRCC.